السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. حضرت مفتي صاحب أهلا وسهلا ومرحبا to you on this beautiful Sunday morning. May Allah Ta'ala grant you afiyat and good health. Mufti Saab, the platform is yours.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Barakallahu feekum on a Salim Kareem. Jazakallahu khairan to our technicians, Brother Junaid Khan and Brother Zakaria. Nahmaduhu wa nuswalli ala rasulihi al-kareem. Amma ba'd. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم. All praise is due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Nabi Muhammad Mustafa Habibuna Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. Today is the 20th of Ramadan Mubarak 1445. With the grace and mercy of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, today we focus on chapter 25, Suratul Furqan, the criterion, and verse 75. When the true believers, the true servants and slaves of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala have dedicated themselves to Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, to Habibuna Mustafa, Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, the Prophet of Islam, peace be upon him, and inculcated these qualities, Almighty Allah created us as the masterpiece of his creation. He knows better than we know that this human being always will ask, O Almighty Allah, what are the incentives? What will I receive in return? Hence Almighty Allah informs us. Chapter 25, verse 75. Ulaika yujzawna al-ghurfata. Those are the people who have imbued themselves with these qualities. Yujzawna. They will be given rewarded. They'll be given the jaza. Jazakallahu khaira. So the reward that they will receive will be أُولَٰئِكَ يُجْزَوْنَ الْغُرْفَةَ that al-manazilu rafi'a, the skyscrapers, the tall, tall balconies, where in Jannat al-Firdaus al-A'la. Don't ask only for Jannah, my brother, my sister. Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Salullah al-Firdaus, ask Almighty Allah for Jannat al-Firdaus, fa innaha a'laha wa awsatuha. The hadith in Mishkat Sharif, that is the cream of the crop, that is the best, the premium posture position there in pleasure place there in Jannah. So for our marhumin, our near and dear ones, when we make dua and supplicate to Almighty Allah tonight, it is an odd night, starting the last 10 nights in South Africa, Southern Africa. So say, Allahumma arzuqhum jannat al-firdaus al-a'la. So words like that for ourselves. Allahumma inna nasaluka jannat al-firdaus al-a'la. Then Allah will give us this ghurfa. Bifadlihi wa rahmati wa karamihi wa judihi. Out of his grace, mercy and benevolence. أُولَٰئِكَ يُجْزَوْنَ الْغُرْفَةَ بِمَا صَبَرُوا. So those are the people, they will be rewarded with the tall, tall balconies, high, high buildings, the skyscrapers, beyond our perception, comprehension, with our puny brains, we can never, ever fathom it, because of their consistency. صَبَرُوا. They continued with the righteous deeds in Ramadan and post-Ramadan, all 12 months. They stayed away from vices and sins. And if and when Allah forbid a calamity disaster befell them, then they would read, Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. Verily to Allah do we belong, and unto him is the return. Chapter number 2, verse number 156. Those are the people who don't complain to people and to humanity. My son passed away, my daughter is ill, and he has lost his job, and so forth and so on. Nay, if and when they complain to Almighty Allah. Innama ashku basi wa huzni ila Allah. Nabi Yaqub alayhi salatu salam, his son, handsome Yusuf, handsome Joseph, is missing for years and years. He cries, he begs, he complains to whom? To Almighty Allah. I complain to you about my grief and sadness, O beloved Allah. Allah called it sabrun jameel, the wonderful, beautiful patience and endurance. So that is sabr, sabr ala ta'at, sabr anil ma'siyah, sabr ala al-musibah. So three different types of calamities, or three different type of patience, one should say. So they will be rewarded immensely abundantly with the tall, tall skyscrapers, high, high balconies, because of their patience and endurance. وَيُلَقَّوْنَ فِيهَا تَحِيَّةً وَسَلَامًا. And in Jannah and Paradise, they will be met there, fiha, in that ghurfa, in that Jannah, tahiyyatan wa salama, with greetings and peace. No worry, no sorry, no daughter-in-law, no mother-in-law stories. So remember, once we put our foot straight in Jannah, wa nazana ma fi sudurihim min ghillin, Almighty Allah says, we remove all the malice, rancor, hatred, jealousy, envy, everything remove. No worry, no sorry, no anxiety. So that is the fadl, the grace, the mercy, benevolence of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. So that should be our aim. InshaAllah, we will continue tomorrow with the lesson as well. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Now, we continue with the news, views, interviews, nationally, internationally, and globally. Today is, remember, day number 177 of the Israeli apartheid assault and war crimes committed there in Gaza against our Palestinians. So always remember the day, today 177, and GG, the Gaza genocide continues. And for you Gautengers, you should try and finish up now. You got 1-2 minutes left, inshallah. Take your tablets, make your du'as, and read istighfar abundantly. Wabil ashari hum yastaghfirun. The true believers are those at suhoor time, sehri time, the pre-dawn meal time. They engage themselves in istighfar. Astaghfirullah, astaghfirullah, astaghfirullah rabbi min kulli dhammin wa tubu ilayh. So 1-2 minutes left, brothers. So try and finish up now. Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Alhamdulillah. Allahu Akbar. One Israeli soldier dispatched straight to hell, according to the Haaretz newspapers. Others injured and wounded. We're very happy about that. So let them freak and let them die as dogs, these haramis. These jutlas, haramis, they murdered and killed a 13-year-old Palestinian boy. They say they're investigating. How many people you going to investigate? You baby killers, you prophets with the messengers and prophets you killed. How many investigations you are going to make? Fariqan kazzabtum wa fariqan taqtulun. One group of prophets and messengers you rejected, like Jesus, peace be upon him, like Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, alayhi salatu salam. Another group, wa fariqan taqtulun, you murdered and committed homicide, you jutlas, haramis. You murdered prophets and messengers like Zakaria alayhi salam, Yahya alayhi salam, John the Baptist and his father Zacharias, and today you baby killers, killing 15, 18, 20,000 children, and the death toll is reaching now 40,000, 45,000. So that is what's happening there. And Joe Genocide and his cabinet there in America assisting them. Hence the world is outraged at what America is doing. So a second ship has left Syria, Cyprus, and coming to Gaza. But all the roads have to open. All this is long cut. So some aid now is trickling in. United Nations are very concerned that four people from there, the No Task Team, and people who are helping there in Lebanon were injured because of the Israeli shelling. As normal, Israel says, no, we didn't shell. So who did it? My grandfather did it. So remember that. So that is what apartheid terrorist Nazi Israel stands for, Hitler's children. They will murder, they will injure, and they will kill the babies as well. And say, no, we didn't do it. But now we live in the digital age. We know what the most moral army, inverted commas, is guilty of: war crimes and ethnic cleansing, crimes against humanity, and genocide, the haramis. So Iranian journalists have been warned in London and UK, be very careful, because the Iranian regime is targeting the Iranian journalists who are critical of the Iranian government, the Shia Kuffar government. Trump is, you know, playing his Trump cards. So Trump and his team, they made a cartoon of Joe Genocide Biden, and he is fastened to a refuse truck, you know, all the truck that picks up all the dirt. So now they very, very upset, the Democrats and Biden, how the hell can you do this? So Trump says, 100%, you are garbage, so that's where you belong. And I agree, 100%, both of you belong to the garbage truck. You should know, oh Muslims and you Indians, what's happening in India. Wake up. Masjid Akhuni, 600 years old masjid. Khun Bahadiya. So there they demolished this masjid. And remember, 20, 25 students were boarding there. This happened in Delhi, and it happened a few days ago. How many masajid, how many mosques are you going to demolish, Modi, the butcher of Gujarat, the terrorists? Remember that. Just because your elections is starting in April 21st, you want to play and grandstand to the Hindufta and make India a proper Hindu state, because your ustad, your teacher told you that. The Jutla say that they got democracy in the Middle East, but Israel is a Jewish state. So what democracy is that? Everybody else is treated as second, third, fourth class citizen. So India, they say, the largest democracy in the world, but the Christians, the Sikhs, the Muslims, and especially the Muslims, will be targeted and treated as third, fourth class citizens. So therefore, we need to name them and shame them. That is the India, remember, politics and Modi and company. We don't have to curry favor with any person, organization, politician or government. Look at Sunak and them, the British government. So what they did when they were the imperial rulers, when they were the colonizers, how much they stole from Africa, how much they stole from India and Guyana and the Caribbean. So British stole gold. Britain stole gold from Ghana, yeah, in Africa. So now there's a place there, Kamusu or Kamusa or Kamisa or whatever. So now they're having some celebrations there in Ghana. So listen to this. So Britain says, okay, the gold we stole from you, we will return it to you on loan. And after your exhibition and celebrations are finished, then you must return it to us. We stole it, so now we are the owners of it. This is your Britain. Chor Bazaar, in the word of Shashi Tharoor. Shashi Tharoor is one of the leaders of the Congress Party. When he speaks, you must listen to him speak. Wonderful. He exposes everything of Britain. He calls all their museums Chor Bazaar. They are a bunch of crooks, and I agree with him. France say, Macron says, we're hosting the Olympic Games now in July or whenever, few months time. And he says that we French are very, very frightened now. We don't have enough army and police personnel for security purposes in the light of what happened there in Moscow and Russia. So therefore, we want international army. 40, 45, 46 countries must assist us. I thought you guys are a superpower. So today I realize you're good for nothing, France. Remember that. You also another harami helping Israel. Many countries condemn the U.S. for sending arms to Israel and sending crumbs to the Palestinians. Not from today, that's for past 75 years. There was a land day march there. The Arabs and the Jews march. Remember yesterday, last night. Listen to this, you jutlas. What happened to you, jutlas? You don't want to speak? Last night, after sunset, after your Sabbat, your Sabbath, your Yom HaSabt, the largest crowd ever in the history of Israel gathered. Hundreds and hundreds of thousands of Jutlas and Jews and Zionists gathered. And they made three demands. Bibi Netanyahu, Benjamin Ney, how many babies have you killed today, you harami? You must resign. Two, there must be elections. Three, the hostages must be brought home. So now the crowds are increasing. Tension is increasing. According to the Haaretz newspaper, 16 Jutlas were arrested. Obviously, they won't shoot anybody as they do with the Palestinians. First shoot and then ask questions because they know Palestinian life is very cheap. If they do that with the Jutlas and the Jews, that will trigger a civil war. So therefore, you should know what is happening there. Peru president, the female, so she loved, she had an obsession with Rolex watches. So yesterday the police came to her residence and in the early part of the morning and told her, we want to see how many Rolex watches you got and how did you obtain and attain it. So all these presidents and prime ministers, they have many, many skeletons and Rolex hidden somewhere, like how we got Pala Pala hidden somewhere. Listen to the South African news. Just listen to this, you South Africans. You know that we got load shedding, sometimes stage 6, sometimes stage 5, 4, 3, 2, whatever the hell it is. Now Eskom got the gall and the audacity. They say they're going to hike up the electricity price and tariff by 12%. You can't even give us proper electricity. You're good for nothing, haramis. And now you want to still charge us more? So that is our South Africa. Total failed state. This Wednesday coming, you must remember, will be another price increase. The ANC is a master in scoring own goals. They know there's elections in 2 months' time, end of May, 29th May. So you got April and May, and now everything is going against them. This is because of their own foolish policies, like BG, BEE, and, you know, the department and CADA, you understand? All us, whatever they got, they created employment and whatever. So that is how they scored own goals. Now listen to this. Mashatile, he is the deputy president, but he wants to defend who? Nakakula, the Speaker of Parliament. So both of them are involved in corruption and what and what and what. And now the ANC is facing a litmus test. Remember this. So big problems in the ANC camp. Today's history, today is the 20th of Ramadan Mubarak. Daily we give you the Ramadan diary. It was on the 20th of Ramadan, you must take for cognizance of the fact that on the 17th Ramadan, on a Friday, and that was a Friday, second year after the Hijrah, the Battle of Badr took place. Sayyidina Uthman radiallahu anh, the beloved son-in-law of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, could not participate because his wife, namely Sayyida Ruqayya radiallahu anha, the beloved daughter of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, was critically ill. But Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave him booty and said, we will consider him as part of the Badri Sahaba because he definitely would have participated. So just 3 days after that, so Saturday, Sunday, Monday, she passes away, and that is 20th of Ramadan, the second year of the Hijrah. Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, beloved daughter Sayyida Ruqayya radiallahu ta'ala and has demise takes place. We must love the family of Nabi alayhi salam, and that is an integral part of our iman. Qulla as'alukum alayhi ajra illa al-mawaddata fil qurba. So that is something we must do, to love all the honorable wives, all the children, grandchildren, and son-in-law, and Sayyidina Uthman thereafter. Then Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam requested him, okay, you marry my other daughter. Then he married Umm Kulthum radiallahu ta'ala anha. For those of you who want to follow the Qiyamul Layl from Makkah Mukarramah and so forth. So on the radio, it starts around, I'm giving South African time, about say 11:45, 11:45 South African time, and ends of 1:15. So say 1.5 hour or so it is. So that is what we can announce to you. For you, South Africans, Southern Africa, India, Pakistan, your etikaf, your odd night start tonight. So from Maghrib time. Before Maghrib, O Mu'takifin, O brothers who are going to sit for etikaf in the masjid, O your sisters sitting at home, so remember you should be in within the boundary of the masjid before sunset. You, the ladies, designate your room or whatever place you are going to sit, and your study or what have you. And in that way there, that you make your intention for sunnat etikaf, nafil etikaf, you make intention now, also no problem. And you should learn the laws of etikaf. The one dua I will leave you with. Allahumma balighna laylatul qadri. Oh, beloved Allah, let us reach and experience laylatul qadr. Tonight in South Africa, Southern Africa, is the 21st night al-Imam al-Shafi'i rahimahullah, the genius and the giant of Islam, who was born in Gaza al-Mubarakah in the year 150 after Hijrah. His verdict opinion was 21st night is Laylatul Qadr. So people will give you different dates and different times, so all based on their own personal experiences. So that is how we should understand it. Our program today, so 7 to 9 will be inshallah, inshallah al-Aziz, brother Lameen Templeton, and then inshallah 10 to 11 will be Mufti Ibrahim Smith, and with the legal eagle, the lawyers, inshallah al-Aziz. 2 to 4 will be live Q&A on Radio Al-Ansar International, Sirius FM, and Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlul Sunnah wal-Jama'ah, and that will be today, Sunday, between 2 to 4. So whatever queries you have, inshallah you can pose your queries with Mona Khalid Yaqub, inshallah al-Aziz. Ji Maulana, we have 9-10 minutes for the rapid quick fire Q&A, inshallah.
Assalamu alaikum, Mufti Sahab. I'm a revert. Can my non-Muslim father bequest to me any money in his will? Can I do the same for my father and my mother? As I understand that the Western inheritance system differs from the Islamic law of inheritance.
Thank you, Jazakallahu khairan to you, my brother, my sister, who made the right choice, you embrace Islam. Almighty Allah forgave your sins when you embrace Islam sincerely. You should be reading, my dear brother, sister, chapter 8, Surah Anfal, verse 38. قُلْ لِلَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا إِيَّنْتَهُ يُغْفَرْ لَهُمْ مَا قَدْ سَلَفْ. That when a person embraces Islam, then remember their sins are forgiven of the past. Right, chapter 8, verse 38. Now go write down another reference for you, brother, sister. Chapter 31 and of the Noble Quran, Surah Luqman, and verse 15:15. When you are Muslim, Muslimah, and your parents, both of them, one of them is non-Muslim, as in your case and scenario, so you must treat them with love, with respect. Quran says, وَصَاحِبْهُمَا فِي الدُّنْيَا مَعْرُوفًا. Mingle and associate with them with love, with equity and respect. They are your parents after all. So chapter 31 verse 15. Now let me give you quickly the breakdown. When a Muslim person passes away, okay, so what you must do is, first thing in sequence is burial, funeral expenses. Second is the debts of the deceased, personal debts, corporate debts, business debts, all will be included, and from the entire estate you must pay that. Third one is people who are not heirs. So then you bequeath for them. You call wasiyah. So you, my sister, your name is Fatima. You, my brother, your name is Ahmed. I'm just giving examples, right? So now your father is Tom, Dick and Harry. So you want to now bequeath for him, for your non-Muslim father, because he's not an heir. La yarithul muslimul kafir walal kafirul muslim. He, Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, said a Muslim cannot inherit from a non-Muslim, and a non-Muslim cannot inherit from Muslim, and vice versa. Okay? So that there's unanimity, the hadith in Mishkat, Tirmidhi, Bulughul Maram, everywhere you'll find it. So now, brother, sister, that can you, as a Muslim, bequeath for your non-Muslim Supreme Father, maximum 1/3 of the net estate, that's fine, you can do that. And then when you pass away, who are your heirs? Must be Muslim. So they will inherit. You married, for example, so your wife, your husband, whoever, they will inherit. You have children, they're Muslim, they will inherit. So that's how it works. Your non-Muslim father, you can't say you will inherit from him, but if he bequeathed something to you, so you can meet him today, it's holiday, you tell him, oh beloved father, I will bequeath a certain sum, don't stipulate it, and for you, and if you want to bequeath something for me, so that is acceptable and no problem with that.
Mufti Sahab, why do Muslims get married so young? I heard that they get married from 12 years. They are still kids. Is there no law regarding kids' age in Islam?
My brother, if I pose those questions to you, they are still kids. Did you listen to the Minister of Education last year in South Africa, where they got two ministers of education and she was announcing the results? And then she even said that our learners in the schools must open the books and not open their legs. And then she said that they have 150,000 girls in schools that are pregnant. And that's a very conservative figure, brother, sister. So what have happened to your schools where the girls and the boys are 12, 15, 14, 16 years old? And remember that they are very active with their rifles and so forth and so on. And they are producing haramis and bees and illegitimate children. South Africa, France and Brazil have got one of the highest amount of haramis, illegitimate children in the world. So what is that, I'm asking you? Your tertiary education, your tertiary institutes, your universities and colleges, what you think? They have become brothels, brother. So remember, Islam teaches us we must get our children married at a young age so they lead a pure and a chaste life. I'm asking you a question, brother, sister. You're not a Muslim, right? So, is it better for us to get our children married young and they lead a pure and chaste life? Or must they go and try this one, try this one, try this one? And this is just what they said in the schools, and they're lying. They know that they're lying, that the figure is double, triple the amount of how many children are pregnant in the schools, in your schools. So you must remember that. Is that better? Park your rifle here, park your rifle here, and then after 1-2 years, you have to go for rifle repairs, and then you have to go for condom treatment, and then go for AIDS treatment. You got the drift, my brother? So that is what Islam teaches. Habibuna Mustafa, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the international messenger for all time, all places, came with a global message, hadith in Bukhari Sharif, the most authentic compilation regarding the teaching, preaching of Prophet Muhammad. Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Ya ma'ashara shabab, O you group of youngsters, man istata'a minkum ulba'a, whosoever of you can afford it and you have the means, get married quickly. Fa innahu aghaddu lil basar wa ahsanu lil farj. It will keep your gaze down and protect your private part. You will lead a pure and chaste life. The Western decadent and satanic system is no. You must try. You're only young but once. Have 120 girlfriends. And you can be married also, premarital, extramarital also. Go ask Bill Clinton what he was doing with his rifle and Monica right inside the White House on the table, the harami. These are your presidents. Go ask Boris Johnson how many women he made pregnant, the harami. Go ask Macron how many women he made pregnant. He doesn't know, did he marry a he or a she? So that are your haramis that we speak about. So Islam, everything is pure and chaste.
Mufti Sahab, if you have the opportunity to meet MBS in person, what would you tell him?
I'll tell him he's a pakka murtad and he must be hanged in public. That's what we will tell him. He is a murtad, he is ghaddar and a traitor to Islam. And they're not khadimul haramain sharifain, they're khainul haramain sharifain. One of the worst rulers and leaders in the history of Islam. He and Mustafa Kemal Ataturk. You know Mustafa Kemal Ataturk? So leave out Mustafa. Mustafa is the title of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Even for him, I can call him bin Salman. We call him Murtad bin Shaitan. We don't want to use the name of the Master sallallahu alaihi wasallam for him. He murdered and killed the ulama and Muslim scholars. He told the people to shave their beards. He told the women, you don't wear your parda and hijab and niqab and headgear. You must wear miniskirt. And he changed everything. The day he fracked this Kemal Ataturk, then the land and the sand would not accept him, and they had to bury him in a marble box. Today our people go to Turkey, they just bring back Turkey delights. They don't go see the real things that you're supposed to see. Go and study and see where does Shaitan and Murtad, that is Kemal Ataturk, is buried, because he thought he wanted to redefine Islam. So this guy MBS is a stooge and an agent of America, Israel and the West, but he can't go to America. Why? Because Jamal Khashoggi was the journalist of the Washington Post, and the media there will sacrifice and slaughter him. He can't go to Britain. He knows the British press will tear him to pieces. So he sits quietly and will give 50 million year, 100 million year, and those kind of countries he will go. So this is the truth. You must remember that. A person who murdered thousands of people in Yemen, and the Salafi scholars who got no shame and have sold their soul to the devil, the shaitans. So they are bootlicking him. They collect wages from him. An absolute disgrace. Last question, Walana.
Salam, Mufti Saab. I want to know, if a lady sits for etikaf, can she sleep on her bed or must she sleep on the floor?
No. You sleep on the bed. You just now sleep on the floor. You'll get bed sores. You see, sister? But just make sure whether you're sleeping on the bed or you're sleeping on the floor, your hubby is not there sleeping with you. He say, oh, Poppy, oh, darling, let me give you a nice massage in etikaf. No massage and all hanky-panky business. When you are sitting for sunnat etikaf, Quran says that, Surah 2, verse 187, وَلَا تُبَاشِرُوهُنَّ وَأَنْتُمْ عَاكِفُونَ فِي الْمَسَاجِدِ. No husband, wife, all this touching and smooching and fondling and that, when you in etikaf, nor for male, nor for female. So you sleep nicely on the bed, my sister, and see your husband is not ducking there under the bed. You must tell him, go sleep in the other room, okay? Right, salamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.